So PlayStation Showcase just happened, and it was a lot better than I expected. I know a lot of us were pretty hyped about it, but yikes. It kind of blew us out of the water, I guess.
Yes, I get to be a shill.
Yeah, the Sony shill stuff. Of the group here. Ryan, you're a Nintendo guy. What did you think of everything?
Well, first, I am a Nintendo guy. And then second, I am a Spider-Man guy. So I was pleased.
Yeah, that was quite the announcement.
I'm very easy to please.
Yeah, why don't we start with that? Let's start with that Spider-Man announcement. Just from that trailer, I immediately bought Spider-Man and the Miles Morales pack for PS5 because for some reason I haven't played that yet. I just haven't gotten around to it, but I'm going to like tonight.
It's so much fun.
They're a lot of fun.
Yeah, from go on.
No, I was going to say, like, just I don't know how they improve upon the open world design they have for New York right now, because just swinging around the city and just stopping crimes on your way to missions is so much fun. And I don't know how they can improve upon that. And they don't really need to, because they could just have another 20 hours of that and I'd be happy.
Are you going to be able to, I wonder if you're going to be able to switch between the characters, because they had a focus on both Spidey and Miles, but also, you know, Venom.
Yeah, I would assume, I don't know how they're based off the trailer, that you're going to get to play as both Peter and Miles, which is pretty sweet. And I mean, if you've played both games, you know that Miles has his own very particular set of skills and from Peter. And so I think it'll be fun to have both of them, and they both work a little differently, and people will probably have their preferences as to which one they'd rather play. But I think it'll be a good experience, because when I played Miles, you know, they give him all these extra abilities based off what he has in the comics and the movies. He's got a Venom Blast and the ability to turn invisible, which are incredibly handy. And it's like, man, going back to Peter without these is gonna stink. But it looks like they're gonna give Peter robot arms this time around.
Is that Iron Spider actually, or is that like a makeshift Iron Spider? It looked like.
Well,
it looked like it just.
Yeah, it's a very clearly inspired by Iron Spider. Looking back, it makes a lot of sense that he would have those arms.
Yeah, don't spoil anything for me though.
But it all makes sense. It's good, and I think it'll be a fun addition.
How do you think they'll do the character switching? Like, do you think it'll be we can swap between Peter and Miles on the fly whenever we want, or do you think it'll be more just each mission is designated for one of the two Spider-Men? And then
that's what I was leaning to is switching on the fly, because the trailer looked like they were kind of comboing up on a guy, but
yeah,
I mean, that could have just been, you know, for show. Like, might not have been gameplay.
I don't think this was gameplay at all.
I meant gameplay representative.
Yeah. I would assume, based off of like the other games, is that you'll probably have segments where you play as Peter and segments where you play as Miles, and maybe segments where you can switch between them. And then once you kind of beat the main campaign, you'll gain access to the open overworld, and you'll be able to switch between them freely from there. But while you're playing through the main story, I wouldn't be surprised if you, like, as you play through the story, they're going to make you play as one or the other, probably. But maybe in between story beats, you know, they'll have times where it's like, oh, I should just check up and see how New York's doing. And you just swing around and kill time.
Sounds kind of like a GTA 5 sort of structure.
Yeah, probably.
Where you'll do missions as specific characters, but, like, be whoever you want to be on the downtime.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it'll be very cool. I'm very excited for that. 2023, baby.
It's legit 2 years away, because that's got to be a 2023 holiday title. Well, so that means it's 2 years.
We got a lot of stuff coming around the corner, so hopefully we can satiate our bloodlust until then.
Well, the original game, the first Spider-Man game, I think came out during summer, didn't it? So maybe it would be another summer game.
Not a late 2023.
I'm fingers crossed that it's mid 2023, but you know, I'm ready to have my hopes and dreams.
Spider-Man's not a holiday character.
Only when it's Miles.
wasn't it Christmas?
That game literally takes place on Christmas.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else on? Anything else on that guy?
Venom looks heckin' baller.
Please don't mess up Venom. I want there to be a good rendition of Venom at some point, and please.
He looks really cool so far. The only thing that could possibly go wrong is he steps out of that dark alleyway and he's scrawny.
Don't Topher
enough. Who would do that? All right.
But his head looks cool. Oh, also. His head looks cool. Craven is doing the voiceover, so it looks like we're going to get...
It has to be Craven. There's no way that's not Craven.
There's nobody else it could possibly be. It's got to be Craven. Yeah.
Because again, I chatted with this about chatted about it with you before, where the voiceover and it showed the shadowy like the alleyway and everything. And I was like, oh, cool, Craven's gonna walk out, and it certainly wasn't Craven. I was just like,
and Venom said responds as like to his question.
Yeah.
So it like implies. I'm curious if. It'll be like Craven shows up and he's like, I gotta hunt all three of them.
That's what I was getting. That was my impression.
Up with Venom, or if Venom's gonna team up with Craven, or if there's gonna be some bamboozlement, backstabbing,
or both. Yeah.
Betrayal, heartbreak.
Villains not working together. Oh man, never would have guessed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super I'm cool though. Excited. I'm hype. I'm ready.
All right. And now, since we got the hype out of the way, we'll move to a topic that you guys are much less hyped for, but I'm pretty hyped. Gran Turismo 7, looking pretty good. It looks like I'm a big Forza guy. Forza Motorsport, not Horizon. So I like the whole simulation side and building up vehicles and using them and earning money to buy more vehicles, stuff like that. And Gran Turismo 7 looks like it has all of that. So instead of waiting for Forza 8, I'm just going to pick that up instead.
Friendship over with Forza.
Now GT over is Ford. My new best friend.
I've never played a GT. So
oh, really?
I'm excited. Yeah, not at all.
Oh, wait, that's right. I'm the PlayStation chill. So I played GTs 2 and 3, you know, 50 million years ago. Because my stepdad is a huge car guy. I mean, he was a mechanic for the longest time. Right. And so he played those games a lot. I understood none of them because I was a wee lad and cars made zero sense to me. And I always played arcade racers. So like Mario Kart or like Burnout and things like that. So trying to play the more, you know, simulation type games like Gran Turismo, I didn't know what I was doing. So I didn't necessarily have fun with them, but they certainly looked cool. But watching that trailer, it looked like they took everything that I had played from 2 and 3 with the customization and like the garages and the way that you earn the points to get into like more Grand Prix and things like that. It looked like it was just taking all that stuff and blowing it completely out of the water. And the game also looks completely gorgeous.
Yes. Glorious ray tracing.
I mean, yeah, you kind of have to have ray tracing now in a racing game at this point. It's kind of mandatory.
Yeah. The car's got to reflect. Yeah, it looks cool. Looks good.
I won't play it, but it's pretty.
I'll play it. I've been itching for a racing game, like a simulation racing game, and I haven't had my Forza fix since like Forza 4.
Yeah, you can wake me up when Mario Kart 9 comes out, and I'll talk about a racing game.
So never.
I know.
Just gonna get Mario Kart 8 Deluxe.
You can play.
I'd buy that. Don't think I will.
We need a Diddy Kong Racing too.
Maybe.
All right. Back on the hype train. God of War Ragnarok. So heads up, one of the few things we won't be spoiling on the podcast, because I'm currently playing through God of War 2 in hype for Ragnarok, because I haven't played God of War 2018. I've been meaning to. It's on my PlayStation. It's ready. So I'm playing through 2 and 3, then I'll move on and try and finish that, and then I'll spoil myself for Ragnarok. But
I also need to play the 2018 God of War.
I think it's free on
it is free.
It is.
That's why I intend to play it.
I don't know how long they're doing the PS5, PS4 collection or whatever.
Yeah, that classics collection. From what it seems like, it seems permanent. They don't have any kind of timeline on it or any kind of indication that it's going away.
Hey, we know we don't have any games yet. here's something to play on your on your PS5 while you wait.
Yeah.
And I've been making some good use of that. So I kind of just grabbed everything on there.
Yeah, same.
I was very excited because every single time Sony has anything, any kind of showcase, the studio that makes God of War, give me a second, Santa Monica Studios, they always tweet out, they're like, yeah, don't get too excited from us. We don't have anything to show. And then finally, they hadn't said anything about this showcase, not saying like, hey, we're not going to be there, or, you know, don't get too excited from us. There was radio silence, meaning that finally we can get excited. And they
they didn't tell us not to.
They didn't tell us not to. So clearly the fan base went wild. And I'm glad, because it looks very good. It takes everything that 2018 did well. Looks like it's improving upon it. Picking up those threads right where they left off. They actually have in that trailer the literal ending scene of God of War 2018 in that trailer. So it seems like it picks up instantly.
Well, thank goodness I didn't really look at it.
Yeah.
I looked away and turned the volume down the entire segment because I'm like, man, this is something I've been meaning to get to.
I should say the ending scene, because there's like a hidden ending to the game where if you do all the extra stuff, you get like, you know, an extra scene. That extra scene is what was in that trailer.
Oh, that's good to know.
So yeah, if you want to do the extra stuff and see the real ending, then go ahead and do so.
I might. I'm very, very excited. Love the dynamic between Kratos and Atreus.
It's Boy. His name is Boy.
Boy, sorry.
Yeah. Boy.
It is Atreus, though.
So that's what I'm most excited for.
Cool.
Is that what you're most excited for?
Well, no.
Yeah. No. What I
thought. We'll save that for later.
What Carrie's obviously talking about is Deathloop.
Well, we're not at Deathloop yet, but I guess we can. No. I guess we can talk about Deathloop now. Great, man. Great transition that I killed. So, I mean, Deathloop I think looks pretty cool. It's just that we've seen it 300 times now. They show it. They show a new trailer every like minute.
I feel like they show a new trailer and it never like introduces anything new. It's like, oh, it's just like the last trailer.
Did you know this game is about time loops and you can die and it's like a death? And so it's like a loop. Hey guys, that's the name of the game. And they do that every single trailer.
Is this made by the people who made Dishonored?
Yeah, Arcane Studios.
Okay, I was about to say, I'm like, because this is straight up Dishonored.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought so. Cool.
I mean, so it seems like it's an evolution of the gameplay mechanics and, you know, the level design that they had from Dishonored 1 and 2, yeah, which is neat.
Go on.
No, I mean, I was just saying, like, that's neat. Like, it seems like they're kind of taking what they learned from those first two games and kind of just improving upon it and creating.
And they'll let you kill people.
Yeah. It also seems like an endless playground, sort of. You know, since it being a time loop, you can just keep reiterating on your plans and keep experimenting and keep finding out, like, how the levels, like, work out on themselves. Because I didn't play Dishonored 2, but Dishonored 1, you have the missions where they're, you know, they're open-ended, or they're like the map itself is open-ended, and you can kind of figure out guard patrols and like how to, you know, lockpick this and like, you know, sneak into this area, which is really neat. But you kind of only do it once, because each mission is obviously like set in whatever, like what you're supposed to do. And obviously keep replaying the game and you like do it all over, like on hard difficulties, or, you know, doing pacifist runs or like a genocide run, you just kill everything in sight. But it's cool that in Deathloop, that's just baked into the gameplay itself. If you want to just keep trying levels and experimenting with weird things and weird tactics, you can just keep doing that because it resets.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff in there. Like the dude like shot the vending machine to make a dude trip on it or something. Make a trip on a can. It seemed like the world's pretty dynamic. And I'm really curious to see how the actual gameplay loop, no pun intended, is. I want to see like what triggers you reverting back. Can you revert back at any time? What does the reverting entail, etc.?
From like pre-release stuff, every time you die, it reverts back, and the game takes place over one 24-hour period. So if you don't finish the entire mission, which is kill all eight adversaries, if you don't finish the entire mission, it just reverts back to dawn. So the beginning of the day.
That's cool. So you're going to be like developing it like a path, like an optimal path.
Yeah.
Seems like a speedrunner's wet dream, honestly.
It does, yeah, because I mean, you're obviously each loop you're trying to figure out the best way to kill one person, and then it's like, how do I kill now two people? How do I kill the three people? And eventually you're going to find out some together, yeah. super awesome way to kill all eight people. Like, could you do that all at once? Like, could you lure all eight people into one building? You know, someone's going to figure it out.
That honestly sounds pretty sweet. I'm going to keep my eye out for anything else they release of it, or I'll probably watch a little bit of gameplay of it.
It comes out in,
I know,
like 5 days, 6 days.
Yeah, it's coming out really soon. I didn't even realize.
So the 14th, today's the 10th, so it's pretty soon. I had to look it up really quick. So you'll be able to see some gameplay footage pretty soon.
Nice.
I just have all, finally, all
these other things on my list.
Since it releases, they'll stop showcasing it every 8 seconds. A Christmas miracle.
Until the DLC is announced.
Bum, oh, bum, bum. Yeah.
All right. Then next on the list is Uncharted. Like, that's just a collection coming to PS5 and PC. I'm not. Do we really have to talk about that too much? I mean, that's kind of just re-releases.
No, it is cool that Sony seems pretty. Like, I'm glad that they're doing the PC releases, because for a long time, Sony's always wanted to just keep their stuff in their own little sandbox and like no one gets to play with their toys. And it's neat that they're letting some of their exclusives go to PC. And at this point, it looks like every major exclusive will come to PC eventually, with one exception.
Yeah.
But oh well.
Speaking of the exception, I would love to see a Bloodborne come to PC, because the modding community for Dark Souls 3 is fantastic. You can essentially play a completely different game with tons of new items and equipment that do tons of cool new things as a Dark Souls 3 mod. And that's exactly what I want in Bloodborne. Because the only thing I want more out of it is more weapons, more gear, more equipment, because that's what it lacked, honestly.
You know, you just use the sock lever again anyway.
I don't want to use the sock lever again.
You have to. It's the law.
The only weapon that exists in that game.
Yeah, it might as well be. It gets bonus damage on beasts. Guess what you're fighting the entire game?
Not what they tell you, but
it does tell you.
What does it say?
In the, so not in the like stat description of the weapon, but in the like lore description of the weapon, it does in fact say that the serrated teeth causes extra pain to beasts, which fair is enough. Supposed to be your hint for dealing extra damage.
Yeah, fair enough, but you would never. Unless you looked, like, unless you did some huge calculation, you'd be like, you wouldn't really know. I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, other than that, it's neat. Uncharted 4 was fun. Liked it a lot. It's cool that more people get to play it.
Yeah. The implications of the exclusives coming to PC is the big thing.
Yeah.
About that. Next, we got Chia, which was that strange. That was that weird game where had that one character kind of dipping into animals and dipping out. It looked pretty fluid. No clue what it's about, really. But
it's cool.
Looks neat.
Yeah, I thought it looked pretty interesting. Got some of that Mario Odyssey in there, taking over animals and stuff. Mario Odyssey, a video game.
I didn't think about that.
It's funny too, because obviously in Odyssey, Cappy gets left behind, and that's how you can tell. And with her, every time she grabbed an animal, she has a flower in her hair, and the flower is like stuck on the animal. Mm. And it's like very clear visual indicator. And I was like, wait a second.
Yeah. I think it looks interesting. I mean, if they they do cool things with it, then great.
This isn't a knock against the developer at all, because like it's going to seem really pessimistic or like really mean, but the fact that they have like the animal mechanic, which is very reminiscent of Odyssey, they have the girl like jumping off of like areas, and she like pulls out the little like hang glider or little cloth, which is like extremely Breath of the Wild reminiscent. And then when they showed or first started that trailer, she's playing ukulele. I think it might have been a guitar. She's playing some string instrument, and the little string instrument indicator and like the interface that she's doing to play the instrument is ripped straight up from The Last of Us 2. And it killed me that they showed like three different things in that trailer that are pulled directly from other games.
You also like, get in the boat and together. Sail the great sea like in Wind Waker.
Okay, I wasn't gonna say that one either because I didn't want to be it wouldn't be like pessimistic, and it still looks really like cute and cool. It looks like it'll be fun, but they showed off like four or five mechanics and like, wait a second, I've seen this. What do you mean you've seen it? It's brand new.
No, I'm sure.
I feel like even the character, I mean, it's not quite like Wind Waker in terms of graphics, but it's very visually reminiscent of it, especially like the characters in their proportions. Yeah, it's heavily stylized cat eyes and but I mean, hey, if it can live up to all those things that they're, you know, inspired by, then it'll be great.
I mean, did you see she took over the little crab and scuttled away? 10 out of 10 game.
You can pet the crab, so that's a mechanic I haven't seen before.
It's time for a crab dance party.
A crab rave, I think, is what you're looking for.
They didn't have a release date or anything, did it?
I don't know.
I'm going to check.
If it doesn't have a release date, then it's got to be after 2023, right?
I don't think that's the case.
It did not have a release date or even a release window.
It says it says coming 2022.
Oh, does it? This article is lying to me.
It's literally there for like half a second.
The more I look at it, the more I like the art style. Oh, is that modeled after a real place? That's cool.
Yeah, Caledonia, I think. I was reading about that after the showcase because I didn't realize that it was supposed to be a real place. I thought it was just, you know, some random islands.
They got some weird blue crabs. Looks sweet.
Yeah, I'm actually pretty excited for this game.
Yeah, okay, that looks, I mean, it looks pretty, it looks beautiful.
It seems like it'll be, I mean, it looks good from this trailer that we actually got gameplay for, which I'm always excited about.
It stood out pretty strongly too, because basically everything else in the showcase was, you know, high graphical fidelity, all these rays being traced and everything looking super pretty. And then you see this very cutesy stylized game just pop right in the middle of the showcase. It was like, oh, hey, look at that.
Yeah.
It was a nice change of pace.
Huh? Yeah.
For sure. All right. Blood Hunt. What the heck was that? That was the vampire thing?
Vampire the Masquerade's Blood Hunt. Come on now.
Is Masquerades in there?
That's the property. It's okay. Vampire the Masquerades is the property, and then Blood Hunt's the actual game. I was just
being yo. Some of that gameplay looked smooth though.
It's like a battle royale, so I don't care.
Is it a battle royale?
I think it is. Yeah.
You pick like your faction or whatever, and you get to be like a couple different.
It's got some pretty smooth game. I like the sliding and the shooting.
Monster boys. And then
it looks like each dude has a different ability, which is
has high abilities. Custom character customization.
I mean, it looked pretty fluid.
Yeah, if it's battle royale, I also don't care. But if it had single player at all, then I'd be like, oh, maybe
very oversaturated.
I don't think it does. It does have a cool aesthetic. I mean, the Vampire the Masquerade universe is pretty neat. There's other games like set in that universe, but as soon as they announced it was battle royale, I don't remember that was first announced like maybe a year or two ago, I immediately lost all interest, and I was just thinking like that game will really have to set itself apart, because we have, you know, stuff like Fortnite, we have Apex Legends, we have whatever the COD one is called, Warzone. I was like, I'm blanking on it right now, and all three of those are extremely popular, and I don't know if something else could break into that market right now.
Yeah, everyone wants to be the next battle royale.
We also don't want it.
Yeah,
Apex is the big hero based one, I think, is the would be the big competitor on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so that's about it on that.
It is super slick though.
Yeah. They teased Wolverine. That was unexpected. Wolverine.
Yeah, they're out here playing with our heartstrings, flashing the Marvel logo and then the Insomniac logo. and making us all think, oh, it's Spider-Man.
Yeah, you were JK. Saying that they're prepping for a video game cinematic universe for Marvel.
God, I hope so. That'd be sweet. Do you I mean think it would make sense.
It'll be in the same universe, like as the Marvel Spider-Man game?
I don't see why not.
If it's titled Marvel's Wolverine, I would
think I saw somebody actually point out that they've given that Spider-Man universe an official like number label, like the comics are 616. I don't remember what the number is itself, but there is a sticker or something. There's like a label, like something in that bar that has that same like universe tag. So people are speculating that that would be evidence that they're implying that it's in the same universe.
That'd be pretty darn sweet.
Yeah, I don't see why they wouldn't. I mean, it's Insomniac and Marvel. I don't.
It's free hype.
It could be. Yeah. It could literally. I'm not even saying Spider-Man would show up. It'd probably just be like a picture of him in the Daily Bugle or something, and then maybe Wolverine will show up in Spider-Man 2 for a second.
We'll call him Bub. We'll have a fangasm over it. It'll be great.
We all cheer. Yeah. He leaves. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see what, you know, this game is like, because I can't imagine it's going to be like Spider-Man, because Spider-Man
shot web.
She shot the web. He swung the building, and Wolverine can't do any of that. He can climb. I imagine. Yeah, that would be super fun. Super fun. So it'll be interesting. I imagine Wolverine will be more like combat oriented, but we'll see.
I mean, it'd almost have to be.
Yeah,
he does just like slicing and dicing. So
yeah, it'll be like part slicing, part dicing for sure.
How do you think the combat will work? Because I mean, Logan's entire thing is that he heals constantly from basically near death at all times. So how will you take damage? Like, what would be your fail condition in that game?
Probably like. The entire game will be an escort mission. And the person you're escorting dies. Logan can't die. I'm sure, like, I mean, because Logan has like that regenerating healing factor, I'm sure they're gonna do something interesting with it. Like that'll be like the game's central mechanic is like you can't die.
They rip your arm off.
You know, yeah,
you have to fight with one arm for a little bit.
You have to figure out what to do after you lose your arm, and you can only fight a certain way and while it grows back or something. Like they could do interesting things with that, you know. And then because if they actually work with the idea that Logan can't die and you can't get a game over screen through death, then they have to come up with other fail conditions that could be interesting.
If he just gets knocked out, game to be
time limits,
and you just have to restart because he gets knocked out. I don't know.
They
might just overlook it just because there's not really a clean way to get around it unless you do something really creative.
I would agree with that with something like Ultimate Alliance, where like, although, you know, they have to have health bars because that's how characters work, but like, you know, in a game that centers around Wolverine, he's got two powers. He pops the claws and he can regenerate from like literally anything, so why not, you know, why not go all in on those two abilities?
I was thinking too, the Wolverine, what he does isn't very nice, you know. And will this game still be rated T?
What he does.
I hope it's rated M.
Like, or is this going to be bloody? Like, is he just going to like tear people to pieces?
A rated M.
I would.
Next gen game. That'd be sweet.
I don't know if Marvel is brave enough to do a rated M Wolverine game, but. I would like to see that, because that would definitely, I would like to slash a guy with my claws and he literally fall into pieces. That would
just
be
like
cool.
Fillet him.
Just straight up, like you could do so many dumb, hilarious, like comically hilarious, but just overly grotesque and violent things with Wolverine because he's got these claws, and you know, just go all out with it.
I want to see some dumb
also just,
combos.
Yeah, and I, you know, and like, why not like just blast a hole through his chest, and you don't, and you have to just, he just keeps plowing through enemies. And,
you got to deal with it.
Yeah, and he's like, someone chops off his leg, and he's walking around on two stumps, and we're crawling his way to his objective. Just, you know, do whatever, man. I have a feeling this will probably be less. It's probably not going to be open world. It'll probably be very story driven. But I hope that they, I hope they go all in on his healing factor mechanics. And
yeah, I hope they tailor it to him, because if they make everything, if they go down the Ubisoft route where they make everything an open world with these random things to do, it's going to get stale real quick. Like, do it for Spider-Man because it makes sense.
Yeah.
I also feel like Logan just wouldn't do any of that. You tell him to go find, you know, 18 random things on the map, and he'd just be like, no. Like, he just wouldn't do it.
Yeah. It's going to be an open world, and the only objective is to find a bar, find every bar.
That could actually be the, that could be the real collectibles. Just find every bar on the map. Take a shot at least one time at every bar.
Gotta find Scott and beat the shit out of him.
Oh man, that should be the whole game. That's the entire objective. It's just finding Scott.
Scott,
great. Oh man, you've got me excited for this now. That's not gonna happen.
Well, this game did not get a year, so it's definitely anything. Coming after Spider-Man. So we have a ways to go with this one. I would think probably 2024 if I were guessing. But yeah, I mean, like, I have no idea what this game's gonna be like. Beyond speculations, because we just got that pre-rendered cutscene that we didn't even, it just reminded me of that one trailer from the Microsoft showcase with For Outer Realms, where they just made fun of like trailers, like we're gonna do a Wolverine game, but we don't even know what he looks like yet. So here's like a trailer of his hand, and he's gonna pop the claws. We don't even know what his face looks like yet. Yeah. Like, just that's what it felt like. So I'm excited because it's Insomniac doing a Wolverine game. Hell yeah, let's go. But it's also like, I have no idea what this game will be, and it's not coming out forever, so we'll see.
All right, next on our list is Ghostwire Tokyo. That looked weird. I haven't heard anything about this game.
You definitely have. You just didn't realize it was that game. Was that E3?
Yeah. Okay.
Two years ago.
Wasn't that a Bethesda showcase, right?
Yeah.
There
were all the memes with the like really, really hyperactive like Japanese girl on like on stage, and she was like super excited about the game that she was showing off. That
sparks this joy. Oh wow. Okay. Yeah.
I actually thought it had been canceled because we haven't heard about it in quite a while, and then it just showed up in this showcase. And
it looks weird.
Looks really weird. I'm hyped for it though. I think it'll just be cool.
It's like a mixture of like supernatural spooky stuff.
Yeah. Every time they show it off, it doesn't really say anything, but it's first person, like melee with some like magic abilities, and there's just a bunch of Japanese spirits and demons and things that are attacking Tokyo, and you gotta stop them. And it looks cool.
It does look very cool. I would agree.
Very pretty. I like the nightlife Tokyo kind of setting.
I'm not sure how much of Tokyo you're exploring. Like, I don't know if this is more mission based or if it's like more open world, like you're exploring all of Tokyo. Because again, they still haven't really shown off a whole lot. But if it's you using like ghost abilities and like supernatural stuff to like just run around and fly around Tokyo and just kill demons and spirits and stuff, I would be stoked because it seems cool.
Yeah. It looks different, which I really like. I like it when we're kind of branching out from standard genres now and getting a little more experimental, it looks like, just in recent times.
Is it experimental?
Do we know when this is?
I don't know. We'll find out.
No. I was waiting for it because I thought that's why they were doing it, like that longer form trailer, but they still didn't have a release date for it.
When I, it does say initial release 2022 when I Google it.
That sounds believable.
It's very broad. So in the next, sometime in the next 400 days or so, boys.
Or so, yeah.
So,
give or take.
Unless it gets delayed.
I think it was already delayed, and I think that's why they just didn't show it off for a while. You know, yeah. Now I think about it, Tokyo Game Show starts in a couple weeks, and this might show up again.
Oh, yeah, it could. That's true.
That's right. We got more stuff to talk about.
Yes. Oh, yeah, I'm so excited. So Square Enix can talk about something I care about.
Yeah, like Killing Chaos. They're not going to talk about Final Fantasy 16.
A man can dream.
Speaking of Square Enix.
Wait, was there something... Shoot, what were we supposed to be talking about with
Square? Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah,
Square. Oh, that's right. They showed that off again.
We got three Marvel games, boys. Holy Trinity.
We already knew Guardians was coming, so.
Yeah, we already knew about Guardians. Every time I see this game, it looks cool to me.
Guardians looks like a lot of fun. It looks like a fun experience to do like once. I don't think it's something I'd probably come back to though, because it looks really stylish, like with the whole like, you know, theming and the music they use.
Yeah, I mean, when they were showing it at E3, they were also showing you could make decisions that would affect how your party felt about you. I wonder if that'll bring out like branching paths and you can get different endings and stuff, which would be pretty cool. But
interesting.
We'll see when we get there. I think it looks cool. I feel like when after this showcase, everyone was like making memes about how Spider-Man and Wolverine were so cool and great, and then Guardians was just, you know, the loser of the bunch. And I'm like, what? This game looks cool. What are you talking about?
Wolverine can't be a winner because it didn't show anything off. We just know that it exists, and that's it.
It exists. It's being made by Sobniak. Game of the year.
I know we've been saying this a lot off of the microphone, but we think it looks like, or Guardians looks like Final Fantasy 15 in terms of combat. Like kind of like straight up ripped out where.
Oh, the animations are so similar. It's insane.
The animations are similar. Like the combo attacks, the way you combo attack with people looks exactly the same way you do it as in Final Fantasy. Not that I'm complaining. I thought it was a very fun dynamic you had with the party. And I think that probably will work a little better in a comic book universe like Guardians.
Yeah, I'm actually, when they first were showing this off, I was like, I don't know, because I wasn't sure how well it would a game like that would work in terms of like controlling all the different Guardians. I was actually pretty excited to hear that it would be just Peter Quill. I'm like, oh, that'll be a much more streamlined experience.
That was the opposite of everyone else.
Yeah, everyone wants to control everybody, but I mean, I feel like it would give the party members a lot more, I guess I'll call them party members, the team, a lot more personality and stuff when they're on the battlefield and doing their own thing.
And it kind of just makes them more like skills or abilities now, because you can tell, what is it, the bottom left? I think it's the bottom left. There's like an ability indicator. Mm-hmm. So it seems like you know, as Peter, you command them to do a thing and they have like a cooldown afterwards. So they're effectively your spells.
That's how it was in Final Fantasy 15 as well. You'd get near them, you do a cool combo attack.
Well, until the Royal Edition, how dare you? Then you can play as everyone.
You can play as everybody in the Royal Edition. Should probably still just play as Noctis, but you know,
it's the one that feels the most fleshed out. But
it's because it is. Well, what do you mean? I like to shoot gun as Prompto.
You know what I don't like playing? JRPGs. I'll play a third person shooter instead.
That's the way to do it.
Which is what they turned Guardians into. It's just a third person shooter. Wait a second. Final Fantasy 15 2 is now a third person shooter. I love
it. They're fixing it.
Yeah, they are fixing it. That's pretty soon, isn't it? Isn't that coming out September?
Yeah, I think that's...
Or no, October. Yeah. Sorry, it's October 28th.
Yeah, it's October.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
It's right around the corner.
Lots of stuff I want to play. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, anyway. I'll be jumping from one space game to another space game to another
space game. Yeah, when you play that, you'll have to tell me about it, Ryan, because I don't know if I'll buy it yet.
Yeah.
I kind of want to. Purchasing this game is based upon your recommendation.
I'll play it and then it'll go on sale someday and you can buy it then.
We'll delegate.
Oh, perfect.
We'll delegate purchases.
True.
Ryan's gonna get all the Marvel ones because he's a cheater.
What? I'm buying Spider-Man 2 no matter what.
I know, I'm buying Spider-Man 2 as well.
It's got Venom in it. I'm a shill.
You know what we're not gonna buy? GTA 5 re-release.
Yeah. Have you seen the outrage over this trailer?
Well, why are people,
either of you?
What are people mad about?
Okay, I mean... so Rockstar famously hasn't done anything in 8 years for GTA. And they keep hyping up this thing. It's like the enhanced and expanded edition is what the PS5 edition is supposed to be called. And I think it's also coming the Series X. And so people in the community are getting really excited. They're like, man, what they're adding, like they'll be adding like new stuff to do. Could they finally be doing that like single player expansion that they said they're going to do 7 years ago? You know, are they adding like entirely new things to GTA Online? And that trailer happens and it showed off basically nothing. So people have been holding out hope that there'd be anything different for the 17th re-release of GTA 5, and their hopes were completely dashed.
Same with Skyrim, though. You get like nothing essentially.
Doesn't the newest, I can't believe I'm defending Skyrim of all games, but doesn't the newest re-release of Skyrim actually have like different mechanics, like different things to do?
It has like a fishing mini game, which I know you're a shill for, but
remember,
what is this, a JRPG?
There's only one thing that matters in a video game. Does it have a fishing mini game? Then it's a 10 out of 10 game, unless the game is only about fishing and then the game sucks.
I'm not sure. It might also come with prepackaged creator content, like prepackaged mods, essentially.
Yeah.
Like maybe like a best of mods or something. But I could be wrong. I'm not. I'll play through Skyrim again one day. Today is not that day. I'm playing through Morrowind, though. I am playing through Morrowind right now.
About GTA 5.
Maybe online. One day, not online again. I'm pretty much done with GTA Online.
What about you, Ryan? You gonna play GTA 5?
Ryan's fan favorite series, Grand Theft Auto.
I know you love Grand Theft Auto.
You know me. I'm the biggest Grand Theft Auto.
What Grand Theft Autos have you played, Ryan, if any?
I watched Seth play Grand Theft Auto 5 one time.
One time. Don't worry, you got the full experience by watching him play it for 20 minutes.
He took us to a strip club, naturally.
Oh, of course.
Of course, yeah.
Classic Seth.
All you got to play is Vice City. It's the only good one. I'm just kidding. San Andreas is also good.
It's the same like weird way to say San Andreas.
Oh, 4 is also good. But, you know, I mean, I did also enjoy playing the storyline of 5 as well. You know, I enjoyed all of them.
Well done, Rep.
I mean,
a reason why they're popular. They're very good games.
When I see 5, it looks like, you know, all the open world stuff, just driving around doing crazy things in vehicles and stuff. It looks like a lot of fun.
It's fun. Yeah, it's fun.
I'm not opposed to like trying it out sometime. I'm just
that would be so funny to watch. I want to see Ryan play Grand Theft Auto. Ryan be a criminal.
Enhanced and expanded just for Ryan.
Just for me. This is the Ryan edition.
Okay. Yeah.
We'll get there Sunday.
People are upset. Yeah, that was the main thing. It looks like it added literally nothing and people do not care.
Yep. Well, color me surprised.
Alan Wake remastered.
This is all you, Grip.
I'm the only one that's played the original Alan Wake. I loved Alan Wake because of how different it was. And it was a very narrative driven psychological thriller. With some unique combat mechanics surrounding light, and the whole setting in Bright Falls is a beautiful place. And I thought it was one of the best looking games at the time. And so them enhancing the graphics and bring it to the modern hardware, and it actually looking like some pretty significant enhancements too, not just a resolution upscale. I'm pretty excited for it.
It's also pretty cool because it's the first time it's coming to PlayStation, because that was a 360 exclusive at the time.
It was a 360 exclusive. So, I think it'll play really well with the haptic feedback on PS5, because a lot of the game you're going to be, you know, doing stuff with your flashlight, and like, because what you can do, you can point your flashlight and then you can like focus your flashlight. So I imagine like with the triggers, it's going to have some resistance and it'll just feel a lot better. So immersion or something, you know,
immersion. You don't have to wait much longer for that, by the way. That's October 5th.
I don't think I'm going to pick that up at launch.
Literally going
I'm
die from playing video games.
I bought WarioWare today. I bought both Spider-Mans yesterday. And I have to play God of War, which was free. So I'm kind of swamped right now.
And there's even more on the horizon.
I know, and I'm trying to plow through it all. I'm going to be, oh, it's already kind of late. Shoot. Well, maybe tomorrow.
I don't know what you're talking about, Gary. It's in the morning. It's Monday morning, in fact. Always too early to play video games.
Perpetual Monday morning. It's our hell.
It's most people's. That's why they're listening to us.
Yeah. I'm excited for Alan Wake Remastered. I did not play the original game. However, I did play Control, which is set in the same universe. And I enjoyed that game quite a bit. So I'd love to see how the universe started with Alan Wake.
You're not going to get as much action as you would in Control. And like, there's not really customization or anything. It's a very narrative driven experience. So just a heads up on that.
Yeah. I meant more like the mysterious, you know, vibes of the narrative. Cool. Cause I mean, that was all Control was. It's like, what the hell is going on? And it seems like Alan Wake is also what the hell is going on, which is always a fun time. Plus I don't have that spoiled for me. That game is, what, like 12 years old or even more? I can't remember when that came out.
It's pretty old.
And I have no idea how that game ends. So when I play it, it'll be completely new.
You'll find out. All right. Rainbow Six Extraction. I'm not really a Siege guy. Yeah, none of us are. And so I'm not really too hyped about that. It's go on.
No, I'm just kind of like mumbling. I'm like, yeah, it just exists.
I mean, I think it's cool that they're doing more stuff with the operators that they spent so long, you know, kind of building up. But like, I'm not really excited for it because I'm not into the Siege universe.
Or am I?
Sorry, guys.
Yeah,
I know it's a very popular game, and I have a lot of respect for Rainbow Six Siege, but I can't really get into it. I'm more of a Counter-Strike guy. Which kind of fills the niche for me.
I already made a joke about it, but my only interaction with Rainbow Six Siege is that the Siege characters came to Arknights in a collaboration event, and that is my only interaction with people. So seeing them in like the Rainbow Six Extraction thing, I'm like, oh, look, it's the people from my gacha game. Like,
the Leonardo DiCaprio meme.
Yeah, literally me. Like, oh, look, that's all I know about them. They were cool in that.
Why don't they look like anime?
Yeah, why don't they look like anime? Disappointing. So yeah, that's all I know about Rainbow Six Siege.
Yeah, I guess we'll just move on then. Forspoken. They showed a lot of gameplay on Forspoken. That looked pretty fluid and pretty cool. I was getting some like Infamous vibes in terms of how the combat looked.
I just wasn't familiar with this. Is this from anything, or is this like a new property?
This is a new property. It was announced 2 or 3 years ago as Project Athia, and it's from the Luminous Studios. I think it's Luminous Studios Productions, the people that made Final Fantasy 15.
So it's
that development team and that design team working on this. And then last year, it was finally announced. Or was it earlier this year? I don't know. Time is an enigma. Time doesn't matter right now. But recently, they announced that it isn't actually called Project Athia. It's now Forspoken. But this was the first time we've seen real gameplay of Forspoken.
Gotcha.
I thought it looked cool.
Yeah, it looked
yeah. Nice. I want to see more of it before I
liked Final Fantasy 15, so I'm interested in whatever those guys are doing.
I liked a lot of stuff in Final Fantasy 15. Maybe if they didn't have to model every single rock by hand, they would have finished the game. And yeah. I would have liked it a lot more.
I would have liked that game more if I didn't wait 17 years for it.
Yeah.
Anyway,
on it's a happier neat. Note. Huh?
It was like, Forspoken looks neat. I don't know if I'll play it because that team kind of burned me with 15, and I don't really know if I'll trust them just on a whim.
Have we waited 10 years for this game?
All right, next up we got Tiny Tina's Wonderlands. That seems fantastic. I'm playing through Borderlands 3 right now. I'm actually pretty impressed with it. The gunplay's super good, so I can't wait for them to transfer that over into the crazy setting of that game.
Feels like The name Gungeons and Dragons must have already been taken.
Shoot, that's brilliant.
It's called Bunkers and Badasses.
Oh is
it? Yeah. This is, did you play any of the Borderlands games, Ryan?
No, I have not.
Wow. That's okay. Probably a good place to start.
Yeah. This would actually be a very good place to start because it isn't connected to anything, really.
Can we all play on PS4? Like
Yeah, I would absolutely be down with that because this is taking the DLC from 2 that I adore, and it's taking the gunplay from 3, which is extremely good, and smashing them together. So yes, please.
That was a lot of fun when we played that DLC for Borderlands 2. Like, there's just a lot of unique, fun mechanics they did, like the dice rolls and
just a lot of fun.
A lot of the gun designs were really unique too.
Yeah, the guns are weird, like crossbow gun hybrid looking things with magic flying out of them. Like,
yeah, they're taking a lot more liberty.
They clearly were just like, we know this doesn't make sense. We're just going to roll with it. Screw it.
Good. I mean, that's what they're best at.
It is pretty neat, though. I don't think they've said this in any trailer, but like in interviews and other stuff like that. So in the Borderlands games, you always have the skill trees and kind of just like go down the trees, get your perks. That's how you like build your character. In this, it seems like you're doing like a multi-class system. Like, you have perks from different characters that you're just taking to create your own mix.
Weird.
Which would be neat, because if you could take things that are like classically what a siren can use and then things from like what the soldiers can use and kind of like put that together, that'd be really cool. And I'd love to see how that mixes with, you know, different action skills and like different magic spells and just how that, I don't know, how that all works.
Yeah, I'm super excited for this. That trailer, I mean, I was expecting good things, but that trailer kind of killed it.
It's Borderlands. I would have bought it anyway, but it's definitely sold me even more on it. And we get to force Ryan to play it with us.
I know. It's a very funny game, Ryan, even if you don't.
I love playing games with my friends.
Yeah, I know you like shooters too. It's like your favorite thing.
Yeah, shooters are my favorite genre.
Ryan
of all time.
Has never played a game with a friend in his life.
Fact. That's friggin' excuse me.
Except for that one time you played Yoshi with Tip.
What do you mean that one time we just played Yoshi? You're underselling it. We beat the entire game in a single sitting. Like.
We did that with both Yoshi games.
We did, because we're mad lads. Or they just don't have any lives. Oh, God.
Bum, bum, bum.
No. This has RPG elements, so that means Ryan will play it.
True.
It's the perfect scam.
Perfect.
Ryan's an RPG player now.
Is there any fishing in this game, though?
You know, I don't think there is.
We don't know. Hold on.
Canceled.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, well, I guess I'll just have to find it in my heart to forgive it.
It was almost a good game.
It's no Skyrim remastered.
Of course not. Actually, isn't it Skyrim Anniversary? Is that what it is? Because it's the 10th anniversary release?
Yeah, I can't remember.
I think Legendary is already out. Legendary was kind of the more recent one. So, yeah, Anniversary, I guess.
Yeah. Again, I can't believe I'm defending. I've defended Skyrim twice in one podcast. I don't even like that game.
We're gonna have to do a retrospective or
what's wrong with me?
We're gonna have to do a reanalysis of Skyrim or something, because I feel like I've treated it too harshly, but I want to reaffirm my harshness on it.
Have fun with that. I'll just play Oblivion again.
I'm watching this 12-hour analysis on it on Oblivion over the course of like the entire week, and like, man, there's a lot of weird jank stuff with it, but I still love it. I freaking love Oblivion.
Jank and Elder Scrolls? Hang on, let me rephrase that. Jank in a Bethesda game? You don't say.
Never mind, that's a rhetorical question.
More iconic duo.
Anyway, we're not talking about Bethesda.
Hang on, this is like really, really off topic.
Yeah, we're way off topic. Let's move on to another topic, one that I completely forgot about. Do you guys remember Project Eve?
Yeah.
Yeah, the like Bayonetta DMC thing they opened with?
Yeah, it looked like a like near cross.
That was...
Bayonetta. Yeah,
I got near vibes from it just because of like the music and the
from
robot
the
floating music around her and
the robot didn't look like it shot anything though, so I don't know what that was about.
It reminded me of Nier because there were a lot of camera angles focused on her ass, so clearly it's a spiritual successor.
How many polygons do you think went into that ass?
Not enough.
Because that was like the selling point of the.
We can go bigger. We can. Well,
that's what saved the Nier Automata. That's what saved the Nier franchise.
So, but ironically, yeah.
Which is anyway, yeah, we're not talking about that. let's move off of that topic.
If it looks cool.
It looks really cool.
Stylish. If it plays half as good as Nier did, and then I'll be sold.
Yeah, that's essentially my thought process as well.
I wonder if it'll get localized though. Because that studio, I did some research on it because I had like never heard of it, but I think the studio was Korean. I want to say Korean. I probably sound like an idiot now.
Fact check. Somebody fact check him, not me.
Oh. Hang on, I'm trying
in the comments.
Yeah, I'm actually trying to find it now. It is okay. I'm not an idiot. South Korean studio Shift Up. I'm wondering if it'll actually get translated or not, because I don't know if they have like a big enough studio or like a big enough budget to get English localization or English translations.
I'm okay with subtitles. I'm not like totally against it. I played Neo.
Reading? Oh god.
I mean, Neo is English.
Yes and no.
Some of it is.
Like a third of it. Because they speak English to William. And then they don't speak English at all after that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean I don't mind it being subtitles. Bam.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a deal breaker for me either.
It's 2021. We read subtitles now.
I play Nintendo games. They hate even giving voice lines to their.
That's true. Their games.
They gave voice lines to everyone in WarioWare, starting with the last game. So
WarioWare is the future.
WarioWare gets voice lines, but like.
WarioWare gonna have more voice lines than Breath of the Wild.
What are you talking about? Breath of the Wild was voiced.
It was voiced in like the few cutscenes it had, yeah.
Yeah.
Which I kind of didn't want them to do. I didn't like the voice acting in Breath of the Wild very much.
Daring today.
I thought it sounded a little off. It sounded fake. I don't know. Anyway, that's Nintendo on our Sony.
Get one up. We keep going off on rabbit trail.
Project Eve doesn't need translations because Breath of the Wilds weren't very good. Grep's hot take.
Oh, geez. Out of in context, but you know, whatever. Okay.
We didn't get a release date for that either, by the way.
Oh, we didn't?
No.
Okay.
Wait, it looks pretty far along though, so I'm hoping for 2022.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say that I can wait till 2022.
No more 2021, please. All right, you ready to go out with a bang?
Always.
Star Wars and Knights of the Old Republic remake. But in, like, it's like a ground up remake, hopefully on Blue Point's level. If it is on a Blue Point level remake, I would be... Ooh, man. That was one of my favorite games ever.
I know Ryan's played this one.
Have you really?
Yep.
He's lying.
It's not a Nintendo game. Of course he hasn't played it.
Ryan has surprised me. You played Final Fantasy VII. That was pretty cool of you.
To expand. Just recently played that.
Recently.
Yeah, it was like a month ago.
You're only 20 years too late. I was only like 18 years too late. Slope.
I gotta. I'm working on it. All right, I'm catching up. It's a long backlog.
Yeah.
It is a ground up remake, though. They even said that they're getting the original voice actors and everything back into the studio, so they're re-recording lines. They're
really
redoing. Yeah, they're redoing dialogue and everything. Jeez.
I would hope they redo dialogue. I thought they were just going to get new voice actors because I'm like, it was like 20 years almost. Was it like 15 years?
Yeah.
16, 17?
I don't remember if they said they got every voice actor, but they specifically named two or three that they have like in the studio doing lines, which would make me think that they tried to get at least as many people as they could back from the original release.
Yeah, and it sounds like from what they were talking about in the interview too, it seems like a big passion project, so I really hope it turns out well.
I hope it does too. And from, again, from that same little interview they did after the showcase, it seems like this will be kind of closer to like a Final Fantasy VII remake rather than a remaster. Like, it seems like they're actually going to be changing certain story elements or like certain
gameplay elements
to like kind of fit more modern standards.
That's fine. I mean, as long as it's still like that RPG style, that's all I really care about. I mean, because I can understand like the old gameplay is, you know, dated in a way, but it was still a ton of fun.
When did the original come out?
What, like 2003?
I was gonna say 2005 or so.
I thought KOTOR 2 was 2005.
2003. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I was about to say like, and then KOTOR 2 is probably 2005.
2004.
Four. Wow, only a year later. Wow.
Oh, December 2004. So
about 2 years. Barely. Okay. Yeah. The main thing I like about those games is you can actually be whatever you want to be. Like, you don't have to be a lightsaber wielding force user. You can go all gun if you want. It's a little harder, I think, right? I don't know if I've done it.
I wouldn't necessarily say harder. It's just because you can have the other characters of the party, like you can have Jedi or
droids
or like mercenaries, stuff like that.
It's
like
whatever cool mix of characters. Yeah.
Yeah. So like, if you want to go, you know, like a gun-toting badass, you can do that and just have like another Jedi
like a bounty hunter
to do the force stuff, like, and assist you. So you could definitely mix it up. I think the coolest thing that both games did, a lot of the morality-based games or karma games or anything, was like, oh, it could be good or evil. The evil routes aren't really evil. They're more kind of just dickish or like kind of mean, especially Mass Effect, like the rogue actions you can take.
Jeez, yeah.
Not really all that roguish. It's more just you're not a nice person, but you still try to save the galaxy. No. KOTOR, if you're going the Sith route, you are an evil bastard. You can like convince people to like basically just like kill their family. Like, that's how evil you can go. It's insane.
Yeah, I like the morality system a lot. Like, all the party members have different alignments as well, which is cool. So like the angry droid who wants to kill everybody, HK-47
is still to this day one of my favorite characters.
He's so funny.
He's hilarious.
So I'm excited to see him
bag
in HD. It.
Yeah, I'd love to see how far along they are, because I mean, they just had the quick little CGI teaser thing. So I don't know how close this is, or if this is like a Metroid Prime 4 type situation where we won't see this game. Like,
we're not seeing this game for a while, I think.
But I would love to see more on it, just to see how different it is, like how much of a remake it is.
Yeah, I mean, no matter how different it is, I still want to pick it up, because
I'll still play it.
Because the whole, I like everything that's outside of the main Star Wars movies, essentially. The expanded universe and all that, I think it's all really cool. Like, you know, with the Mandalorians and just any, literally any piece of content that doesn't have to deal with the main movies, I'm all about. Because it starts getting interesting, you know?
Yeah, the universe of Star Wars has a lot of just cool, varied stuff that the games and comics and books have always dealt with, and the movies don't.
Like Force Unleashed was a ton of fun. I guess that was kind of,
that was
like between episodes 3 and 4, I think.
Yeah, that was pretty movies adjacent.
It was, but it did explore like a different type of character.
It's also just fun.
It was fun. Okay. Fair enough.
And the best part of KOTOR, it's an RPG. We can get Ryan to play it.
Does it have fishing though?
I don't think it does.
Kind of.
Does it really?
Oh, I don't
remember. Sort of. There is an aquatic area where there's like things, and you can fish by using yourself as bait, which kills you because it's game over immediately. But that's fishing, year. Man. You just use yourself as bait.
I see.
Game
that
of
kind
year.
Of fishing.
Yeah. I hope that counts.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I mean, if it, you know, obviously we've only seen pre-rendered cutscene and a title card. So we don't know anything about this game, but you know, if it comes out and it's people like it, then I definitely will pick it up because I quite like Star Wars. And
yeah, if you even like, because I'm not a Star Wars guy really, but like if you even remotely like Star Wars, people like adore this game.
Yeah,
it's generally considered the best Star Wars game, and there are a lot of very good Star Wars games.
Most of them are very good. It's Battlefront.
I mean, Battlefronts 1 and 2.
Lego Star Wars.
Lego Star Wars. Good. I mean, the Lego games Republic are a little Commando. Different.
There was a
Republic Commando was my favorite shooter.
What was the Bounty Hunter game? There's a Bounty Hunter game.
It's literally called Bounty Hunter.
Bounty Hunter. That was such a weird... I have to play that.
It's neat. It's kind of jank. It was okay. Fun, though. But they had, like, the Jedi Academy, the Jedi Outcast games. Those were all really fun.
Yeah, that was weird stuff. The SNES games were pretty good.
Yeah, they're also hard as hell. Yeah, Star Wars games are always, I shouldn't say always, they're generally dangerous extremely words. Good to solid. So yeah, always, that's a very dangerous word. God, Rogue Squadron and all that too, TIE Fighter, those are all really good too. Two completely different games, but
a lot of people like the MMO.
I've never played it, so I can't comment.
I haven't either, but I heard it was pretty popular for a time.
Yeah, it wasn't KOTOR 3, and I was just like, oh.
Yeah. I think it would have done better if they didn't share the Old Republic moniker. I know it wasn't Knights of the Old Republic, but it was the Old Republic.
So yeah, people are going to like it, which means that we're going to force you to like it, Ryan.
Yeah, one of us.
Yes.
One of us.
Hey, you can't just keep playing Marvel games. I know they keep releasing a million of them per year now, but you can't just keep playing.
They're the new hotness.
it's a Ryan era, like a golden age for Ryan.
It won't be a golden age until there's a Moon Knight game.
Oh my god. It's not, it doesn't feel too far-fetched anymore, boys.
No.
We just gotta get past like the other 20 superheroes and eventually get a Moon Knight game.
That's generous.
Once they get the Cloak and Dagger one out of their system, they'll get a Moon Knight game.
Remember, Cloak isn't very useful. It's all about Dagger.
It's all about Dagger.
Oh man.
That's an inside joke.
Yeah. Was that it?
That's everything. That's everything. That was a pretty extensive list. At least that's everything that's listed on this list.
It does seem like everything, because I'm double checking, verifying, and we talked about everything on this list as well. So it's gotta be the same list.
Cool.
We want to briefly cover Horizon, whatever it's called, the Latin
Forbidden West.
Wow, you Forbidden clearly West. Care about this game, Ryan.
Oh yeah, baby. Oh well, you might think that I don't care about it because I haven't played it, but JK, I actually have played Horizon Zero Dawn.
Have you really?
I just didn't like it very much.
Welcome to the club.
Welcome to the club.
And welcome to the hot take club.
Yeah, I haven't finished it yet. But I'm still working on my first blog post. So, you know, excited for that. And that first blog post is all about why I think Horizon Zero Dawn is extremely overrated and why I have zero hopes for the sequel.
One word, open, wait. Two words, open world.
It's got a hyphen in it. It's one word.
One word then. If they make the open world more interesting in Forbidden West, I'd probably enjoy it because I like a lot of stuff about Horizon Zero Dawn. The whole robot dinosaur stuff is really cool.
The setting that was super cool. So cool.
And the setting
squandered.
Is really good.
I will say when I played that game, I was the gameplay itself didn't really draw me in, but I was interested in the story. And then once like you reach the point of revelation of what's happening, I was like, oh. And then the story wasn't very interesting anymore to me. So and then
it's
I was
just kind
of playing it to be it.
Was better for you than the actual answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same. I hear people say that they love the story of that game all the time. And like, really? Have you ever read anything else sci-fi? Because it's every sci-fi story ever. But okay.
Man's hubris. What?
Yeah. without spoiling anything, I guess people still want to play the first one before the sequel.
Yeah.
But that wasn't in the showcase because they had their own separate gameplay like 2-ish months ago. And I was happy for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was, I'm proud of it. I'm not excited for Forbidden West.
It's definitely low on my priorities, but like I'm willing to give it a chance, another chance if what I see is, you know, like more promising.
Yeah.
Because I mean, it has all the pieces, in my opinion. If they put it together right, I think I can really enjoy that game.
Yeah, and maybe they'll have a more engaging. Well, like the story in the first game was engaging until it wasn't. So maybe they'll have a more thoroughly engaging story the second time around. And
yeah, because I like the tribes. The tribes in Zero Dawn at the when you straight up just go to the what the heck was that thing called? The competition.
I want to call it the proving, but I can't remember if that's actually what it's called.
Proving.
I think it was the proving, yes.
I like the whole exposition. The exposition was a tad slow, but I kind of liked the way they did it.
Yeah, there was a lot of cool like world building and stuff in that, and I almost felt like that was more interesting than
technology's forbidden because it like destroyed everything.
Yeah. That was only to the Nora, to that first tribe.
Yeah.
Others.
Yeah. And then we have all these really cool robot dinosaur things running around, and that's cool. I like those.
Dinos, yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, so that was the PlayStation Showcase. A lot of good stuff in there.
And yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, I got to start picking and choosing what I actually want, because if I buy everything on here, I will go broke.
Yeah, this was a super solid showcase. I'm the shill for Sony, and I was, you know, hyped for it. And I was like, I don't know if it'll actually live up to my hype. And then it did. So
it exceeded. Yeah.
Everything here, I was just like, man, that's like banger after banger. This looks pretty sweet.
Even if we didn't care about it, somebody probably cared about it.
Yeah. I don't really see anything in this showcase that's like
filler.
We'd be filler, like we're literally no one would care about it. Like this seems like they picked, you know, what, 20 different things that like just everyone would love.
The Nintendo would love it. Indie directs with like 20 games that nobody like even would think about. Like, there's a lot of like weird stuff they put in Nintendo direct Nintendo indie directs or indie showcases, I guess they call them.
I feel like like Nintendo directs generally will have just like, here's a game.
It was like
absolutely nobody. Here's a WWE game.
Yeah, I was thinking exactly WWE, and it was like a PS2 game.
I was thinking the WWE one, and then they had the like DC superhero girl thing.
That's such a weird. Like, who's gonna buy that?
And like, I get there's an audience for it. Like, you know, there's someone that's gonna like these. That's who it's designed for. And I'm just like, man, I don't know if I do that for like a wide range direct though, where like it's supposed to appeal to, you know, really core audiences, and you show off like either of those two things. I'm like, I don't know, Nintendo.
Was this also like, when was the last Sony showcase? Was that?
So Sony showcases are like their new not E3 thing. Right. They do the State of Play, which is not a direct. And the last State of Play was the one where they did the full like gameplay reveal for Forbidden West, which, again, that was like over the summer at some point. I want to say it was like June-ish, July.
I was curious how long it had been since we'd gotten one of these.
They've been pretty consistent with their State of Plays, where it's about every 3 to 4 months. Not like Nintendo, where, you know, they mysteriously disappeared for like 2 years, whatever it was.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, to each their own. Nintendo, just they're just gonna do their own thing.
That's Sony's true.
Gonna do theirs.
So, what did you guys like about the PlayStation Showcase? What was your favorite? Spider-Man. Yeah, okay. So, if it pick something besides Spider-Man, I mean, you can say Spider-Man in the comments, sure. But if you want to stand out from the crowd a little bit, what was your second favorite?
Wolverine.
Shut up, Brian.
Brian.
Anyway. So, yeah, we'll be covering a lot of these games probably as they come out or whatever ones we deem to be interesting enough for a full podcast episode. So stay tuned and subscribe to the podcast for more. And we'll see you guys next time.
Later, everyone.
Bye.